That sort of growth required relentless nourishment, and there was damned little nourishment to be had in the ARC-16 experimental station. Or in Fedic beyond, for that matter. There were canned goods and meals in foil packets and powdered power drinks, yar, plenty of those, but none of what was here would feed him as he needed to be fed. He needed fresh meat. And even more than meat, he needed blood. And the blood of animals would sustain the avalanche of his growth for only so long. Very soon he was going to need human blood. Or the pace of his growth would first slow, then stop. The pain of starvation would come, but that pain, twisting relentlessly in his vitals like an auger, would be nothing to the mental and spiritual pain of watching them on the various video screens, still alive, reunited in their fellowship with the comfort of a cause. The pain of seeing him, Roland of Gilead. How, he wondered, did he know the things he knew? From his mother? Some of them, yes, for he'd felt a million of Mia's thoughts and memories, a good many of them swiped from Susanna, rush into him as he fed on her. But to know it was that way with the grandfathers as well, how did he know that? That, for instance, a German vampire who swilled the life's blood of a Frenchman might speak French for a week or 10 days, speak it like a native, and then the ability, like his victim's memories, would begin to fade. How could he know a thing like that? Did it matter? Now he watched them sleep. The boy Jake had awakened, but only briefly. Earlier, Mordred had watched them eat, four fools and a bumbler, full of blood, full of energy, dining in a circle together. Always they would sit in a circle, they would make that circle even when they stopped to rest 5 minutes on the trail, doing it without even being aware of it, their circle that kept the rest of the world out.